Brothers and sisters, there was in ancient times, especially in Greece and Rome, a philosophical movement that had some popularity called hedonism. And hedonism is a philosophy that says there's no God that exists, it's atheistic. There's no real purpose in life or in nature or in human beings or in anything that we see. Therefore, we have to create our own purpose. Happiness and joy, these are things that we have to make for ourselves. And the way to make them, the way to become happy, the way to avoid sorrow and become happy is through pleasure, pleasure of the body. So through food, sometimes through other means. By satisfying ourselves in many ways, by satisfying our bodies. The reason why is because they said there are these two things that exist in life. There's pain and then there's pleasure. And if you want to be happy, you gotta run away from pain, avoid pain at all costs, and then run after pleasure. And this is how somebody would be happy. That is an ancient philosophy that has been renewed again in our life, in our society. So people will say things like, oh, you want to be happy? Buy this thing, and it'll bring you some kind of pleasure, and you will be happy. The more of this stuff you have, the more happy you'll be. The more you satisfy your bodily appetites, whatever that means, the more happy you'll be. And if you just do it more often, the more will you be happy. If you avoid pain, you will achieve happiness, you will achieve joy. Now we know that this is not true, and everybody that's ever tried this also knows that it's not true. But this is a philosophy, it's just in the mind, it's just an idea. This is not true because this is not how God created us. God wants more happiness for us than mere pleasure of the body. God wants more joy from us, for us, than just the mere running away from pain. God wants us to be happy in a deeper sense, in a more spiritual, in a more human sense. It's not enough to not feel pain to be happy. It's not enough to just be comfortable and be happy. Happiness is not just comfort. Happiness is not just pleasure. He wants for us a kind of transcendent joy. A joy that doesn't come from ordinary things, a joy that is so great that it overpowers the human condition of suffering and sorrow and pain. He wants us to have a joy that will withstand whatever kind of pain will enter our lives, whatever kind of sorrow will enter our lives. The joy remains even if we're experiencing pain. That's the kind of level of happiness that God wants to give us. But this level of happiness doesn't come for free. It doesn't come at a cheap price. Costs a lot. It costs a lot of struggle to attain it. It costs a lot of pain, of sorrow to attain it. And so God shows us exactly what this looks like in his resurrection. The joy of the resurrection, the joy of Christ in his resurrection, the joy of the apostles and the disciples of Jesus when they saw him resurrected from the dead. This joy is exuberant. This joy does not go away. This joy is everlasting and it's eternal. But in order to get to that joy, you have to pass first through the cross, through the passion. In the gospel reading today, Jesus gives us an analogy for us to think about what kind of joy he's talking about. And he relates it to things that all of us know about, as he does in many parts of the gospel. He relates the kingdom of God. He relates what God wants to tell us through ordinary means. And so he does that in this gospel reading today. What kind of joy does God want for us? Well, he says, you want to know what I'm talking about? Think about a mother in labor and how much pain she's going through. Think about a mother when she's giving birth. What is she going through? She's anxious, wondering, fearful, what if the child isn't born healthy? She's anxious about all the things that all the doctors are telling her. She's stressed out because so many people are coming in to visit her. She's going through a lot of pain, she's going through a lot of struggle while she's in labor pains. But you want to know what kind of joy I'm talking about? Think about it this way. When the child is born, the mother doesn't remember any of that pain. Everything that came before is forgotten about. Why? Because the level of joy that the mother experiences at the birth of the child is so great that it overpowers all of the suffering that came before, and it's just forgotten about. Many of the saints, the spiritual writers, that write about what is it like to go to heaven, one of the things that they say is, when we enter the kingdom of God in heaven, all of life that led up to it will have seemed as if it was just a dream. Just this thing that passed by in the blink of an eye. Why? Because now we're in the presence of God. Now we experience this eternal bliss that comes with being in the presence of God, and it's so great, and it's so infinite, and so eternal, that everything else pales in comparison, and it doesn't even faze us anymore. It's for this reason, the pain of childhood, the pain of labor, the pain of giving birth, the pain of the process of becoming a mother, that motherhood is unfortunately too bad, is rejected so often in today's society. Why? Because, like I said, we live again in a hedonistic society. We live again in a society that says we must run away from pain if we're going to be happy. We must run towards bodily pleasure if we want to be happy. And motherhood seems very painful, therefore I don't want it. Therefore, if it's going to be uncomfortable for me to be a mother, I'll abort. To avoid becoming a mother, I'll use contraception, even within marriage. To avoid becoming a mother, I'll do all kinds of things. Why do I want to do this? Because I think this is what's going to make me happy. But we've lost the value of what joy actually means. We've lost the gravity of what joy actually means. Joy is a great matter. Joy weighs a ton. You know, people say, you don't really understand the value of a dollar until you earn it yourself. Before you earn a dollar and you're spending your parents' money or something like that, you'll spend it freely. It doesn't matter to you because you didn't earn it. You didn't work hard for it. You just do. You're fleet of it. You just let it go. Because you're not the one that worked for it. The second you work for it and then you earn it, now all of a sudden, it carries a new kind of weight. Now all of a sudden, it has a new kind of value. Now you have contributed to the earning of this thing. The same thing it is with joy and happiness. Joy and happiness. The value of it has been diminished in our society because we don't want to experience the pain to get there. But the second that we go through sorrow and then the accomplishment is this kind of joy that is greater than all things, now it has a new kind of weight. Now it has a new kind of sweetness. Brothers and sisters, when a baby is born to a mother, and that joy is experienced, it overshadows all the pain that came before. When we go through our sufferings and our trials in life, and God pulls us out of it and gives us something unexpected, some kind of level of new happiness that we didn't know before, all the pain that came prior to it is forgotten about. It's overshadowed by the great joy that God has now given us. But this is only possible if we experience this sorrow and the pain, if we go through it intentionally with a goal in mind, offering everything up to God. And motherhood is a great example of this. And not just in labor pains. I would go a little bit further and say, even raising a child. I've seen children. I've seen what it's like for parents to have young kids. I have brothers and sisters, and I have friends. And I see how difficult that is. One time somebody asked me, newlywed, without kids, asked me, do you think it's harder to be a priest or to be a parent? And I said, wait till you have kids. I understand, I see with my eyes how difficult that is. But then, same thing, same principle applies. When you're raising the child, And all the pain and all the suffering and all the anxiety and all the stress and all the hard work, all the self-sacrifice that comes into raising this child when he graduates, all that is forgotten. And the joy of the graduation now overcomes you. When he gets married and he has his first kid, all the joy of him getting married, of him having his first kid, of you becoming a grandmother, all the pain that led up to all these years is now forgotten about. And so motherhood is a great example for overcoming suffering for the sake of a new kind of joy, a kind of joy that is neglected in today's society. It's too bad that motherhood is so debunked today, so diminished today in value. But it's not an actuality, and it's certainly not in the eyes of God, and it's certainly not in the eyes of the church. God, the church, recognizes the value of motherhood and exalts motherhood so much that the greatest saint, greater than all the saints and angels in heaven combined, greater than any pope, any priest, any bishop, any saint combined, is a mother, the mother of God, the mother of the church. Let us remember Mother Mary today. Let us pray to her, especially today, and wish her a happy Mother's Day. But with her, and in appreciation to all the mothers in here, I want all the mothers to stand up today and let us all clap back for all the mothers here, for all the hard work that they put, for all the work that they put. Guys, you have your next one. Your work is invaluable. It is invaluable to the world. It is invaluable to your families. It is invaluable in the eyes of the church and in the eyes of God. It has a value that will subsist to eternal life. God bless all of you, and